This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how some of the most bizarre claims wind up getting reported as science stories, like space aliens in Russia in 1908. First, the Defense Department has completed another inquiry into abuse of prisoners at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison, a story that broke this spring. It's not officially released yet, but some reporters have gotten early word of the contents, including John Hendren of the Los Angeles Times. He joins us now from Washington. John, the headline in your paper this morning, report will widen the blame beyond the military police officers who've already been charged. But I guess it's not going very wide.
That's right. It's going to implicate military intelligence officials, CIA interrogators outside of the Pentagon, and even medical officials who treated some of these detainees but did not report on the problems that they saw. But what it's not going to do is go beyond people at the prison and implicate people like General Ricardo Sanchez, the top ground commander in Iraq at the time, or General John Abizade, the head of the U.S. Central Command. There was some thought that the directions they gave on how to interrogate people may have contributed to the abuses, but this report does not implicate anybody beyond the prison level.
So it means that it was a fairly local problem, and it's not really a problem in the chain of command, and certainly not as far back as the Pentagon.
That's right. And a military official said that this will make clear that no one in Washington said stack people on top of each other naked, which, of course, was one of the most vivid images from that scandal.
I'm not sure that anyone had ever thought that the Pentagon or political leaders instructed people to stack naked prisoners. The criticism was more that there was a kind of a climate engendered at the Pentagon that might lead to these kinds of behaviors.
That was suggested by documents in the State Department and the Pentagon that explored exactly how far interrogators could go in pressuring detainees to give information. And that was one of the reasons they halted this investigation in order to hire a four-star general who could go beyond the prison level and interview more senior officers. Despite having done that, however, the conclusion was that nobody senior to these prison brigade commanders of military intelligence and military police did anything wrong.
John, how many of these Pentagon reports are underway? We saw one come out in the spring, the Taguba report, that sort of broke all this open. Then there was a second Pentagon report that came out about a month ago and said the problem was really just the military police and was very local in the prison. And there are others. Which one is sort of the report?
Well, there is no one report, and that's what's very confusing about this. There are about 11 out there, and only one at this stage could come back with a recommendation to probe higher-ups, either civilian leaders of the Pentagon or senior military leaders, and that is the Schlesinger report, which is headed by a former Secretary of Defense, and that report is really just a review of all the other studies, and that one could simply recommend probing yet more people.
What kind of political response is there in Washington to the early word of this report, which I guess is called the Fay Report, because that's the name of the general who's writing it, General Fay?
That's right. On Capitol Hill, I talked to congressional sources yesterday who didn't want to go on the record because they haven't been presented with the report basing their opinions on news reports, but one said he was surprised it didn't go any higher up. When it was explained to him that these two brigade commanders could lose their commands, he compared it to a parking ticket. Senator John Warner, the head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, plans to hold hearings on this, and I'm told there's one set now for September 9th to talk about this study.
John Hendren, Pentagon correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for speaking with us, John.
Thanks for having me, Alex.